Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Recently on Animals Today, we've been talking about horses and the pervasive cruelty in the horse racing industry. Racing horses are abused in so many ways, and at the end of their careers, most of them are sent to slaughter in Mexico and Canada. Many others sustain injuries while racing, such as broken bones that cannot be repaired, and then get euthanized on the track or carted away and killed behind the scenes. Just last week, in one of the races preceding the Belmont Stakes, a horse named Helwen broke a bone in his left front foot and was euthanized behind a screen right on the track. And there is yet another horrific and cruel enterprise that abuses tens of thousands of horses around the world, only to produce a medicine of highly questionable value for menopausal women. The urine of pregnant mares, referred to as PMU, is the substance that forms the basis of this cruel and dangerous industry. In the 7 years Animals Today has been on the air, we have not covered this topic, but it's very important that we understand the truth about the industry, how it harms horses, how it harms people, and why everyone should oppose the use of PMU drugs. So I'm very pleased to welcome Susan Wagner, president of Equine Advocates. Hi, Susan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Susan, many people are probably not aware of the pregnant mare's urine or PMU industry. Could you please provide us a little history on its use and when it hit the scene?
Well, they've tried to keep it a secret and have been very good at it. But the truth is that it's an industry that began in 1942. Premarin, at 73 years old, is by far the oldest estrogen marketed for menopause, but only about 17% of it is bioidentical with human estrogen, and the rest of it is made up of equine estrogens, impurities, and properties that its own maker still cannot identify in 73 years. And now you have the Premarin family of drugs, which also includes, well, it's Premarin, and then there's Prempro, Premphase, and a new drug called Uavi, which we'll get to later. But in the beginning, the company was called American Home Products out of Philadelphia, began producing Premarin in New York and in Ontario, and soon the industry moved primarily to Manitoba, where they produced it in Brandon at a plant called Wyeth Ayrst. And then there were two other provinces in Canada where they had PMU factory farms, which was Saskatchewan and Alberta, and there were quite a few in North Dakota. Today, most of the PMU production has been transferred to China. But you need to know that, I would say, the numbers, you know, vary, but at the height of PMU production in the 90s, there may have been as many as 70,000 PMU mares standing on P-lines. And just so that your listeners know what that is, in order to produce PMU, pregnant mare's urine, a mare has to be pregnant. And so they have these mares standing in one spot, tied in a tiny tie stall, and they have it's actually plumbing, and it catches the urine, which is filled with estrogen because they're pregnant. And then the byproducts of this are the foals. And, of course, you don't have homes for 70,000 foals, so most of those foals would be sent to feedlots, fattened, and sent to slaughter. Now, most women didn't know this was happening, but there was a study that was instituted by the National Institute of Health back in 2002, because a lot of women were getting sick from this drug, and there were a lot of negative side effects. And so the Women's Health Initiative was this massive study, and the most dramatic thing that happened is that halfway through this study, it was stopped because the results that came out of it was that PMU drugs cause serious health risks and increase the risks, in fact, of breast cancer, heart disease, heart attacks, clotting, strokes, and dementia. And after that, PMU production plummeted. You know, I should backtrack for a moment. Because Premarin came out so long ago, it was the only game in town. And so it was called the gold standard. But when the Women's Health Initiative hit, a $2 billion profit that this drug company was making suddenly was cut in half. And at that time, the drug company knew what was coming down the pike. They knew what was going to come out of this study. And so we don't know the exact date, but somewhere around the time of 2002, but maybe even before then, they started to secretly transfer production to China. And I didn't even know about it until, you know, just a year or two ago, but this has been going on steadily. Now, in 2009, American Home Products, which had changed its name to Wyeth, merged with Pfizer, which is the biggest drug company in the world. And so where you had maybe up to 70,000 mares standing on PMU lines in Canada, there are now 90,000 of these mares standing on line in China.
Wow. And what is the fate of the horses who are exploited to make these drugs?
They're basically treated like four-legged drug machines. Because we have rescued so many of them over the years, my heart goes out to these PMU mares because they're treated as though they're not even alive. This is all, you know, imposing terrible suffering on animals in pursuit of great profits. That's what this is all about. And so some of these mares are absolutely out of their minds because they've been yelled at, they've been hit, there's never been a kind word said to them. They're just there for one purpose and one purpose only, to be kept constantly in foal, to produce this estrogen-rich urine, and then when they can no longer produce, get sent to slaughter. That's the fate of a PMU mare.
Now, the FDA recently approved a new drug called Duavy, which contains PMU. Knowing what we know about the dangers of drugs manufactured from PMU, why was this approved? And why is Premarin on the market and still available?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Why would the FDA approve yet another PMU drug when Pfizer and Wyeth have already paid out $1.7 billion in lawsuits for women who have died and gotten sick from this? There's a wonderful physician who's now retired in Canada. His name is Dr. Ray Kelasamy, and he was a speaker at the American Equine Summit last year. It's an event that we hold every year. And he had been prescribing the Premarin family of drugs from, I think, 1974 to 1994, and then he came out publicly against it and said he would never prescribe it again. He said the only way he would prescribe it is if that women that he gave alternatives to complained that it didn't work and they wanted to go on Premarin. And he said he prescribed thousands of prescriptions for alternatives, and not one person wanted to go back on Premarin. But there are now, as there were not in 1942, there are now many safer alternatives, according to doctors. One of the speakers that we had at this year's summit was Dr. Geraldine Pryor, and I have to tell you, she is world-renowned. She is a professor of endocrinology at the Department of Medicine at the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research at the University of British Columbia. She has dedicated her life to women's health, and in her talk, she said she would compare the taking of PMU drugs to driving a Model T down the Autobahn. and Dr. Kelasamy corroborated that, because these are old, out-of-date, backward drugs being used today just because the drug companies can get away with it. A lot of doctors will not prescribe PMU drugs anymore, but the drug company is so wealthy and so powerful that they inundate, you know, these clinics and doctors and give them thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free samples. You know, a lot of the smaller drug companies can compete. But the sad, really sad thing now is that in China, there is no rescue, there is no oversight, and who wants to take drugs made in China? See, this is the thing they're trying to keep from the American public. And you mentioned Duavy. This is, okay, why did the FDA approve Duavy? Well, now they have a new patent. What's interesting about Duavy, it's sort of like a Prempro light. And because Premarin is central to estrogen replacement, and Prempro is central to hormone replacement because it has progesterone in it. And so Duavy is sort of like a Premarin light, and it contains Premarin, and it contains another drug called basodoxifene. Basodoxifene is not approved in the United States as a standalone drug because of the risks of clotting. So the FDA approved a drug that has a drug in it that they haven't approved.
Don't go away. More with Susan Wagner, president of Equine Advocates, right after the break.
Attention invention and gadget lovers, join our invention testing club called the Da Vinci Club. Every month, we're going to send you a brand new gadget, a brand new invention, things that are not on the market before, and you fill out a couple questions, and you get to keep the invention. Maybe the invention's the new octa-core tablet that's coming up. Maybe it's the new garlic cutter. Every single month, you'll get a brand new invention, and the value could be several hundred dollars or $20, $30. Every month, it's different, but we need your evaluation. And it only costs $20 a month. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490, or go to mycoolinventions.com. It's mycoolinventions.com. How about that? A brand new invention every single month. Innovative technology nobody's ever seen before. You get to see it first. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Call 1-888-877-0490. Here's the problem. You have a tablet, but it's the old type. It's got a single core or a dual core, maybe even got a quad core. If only there was an octa-core tablet. Maybe they haven't even invented it yet. But today, it's the deal of the week. You heard me right. First time ever, an octa-core tablet. Now you've got eight fantastic engines powering your tablet. Imagine this, high-definition videos. You got micro USB. You got 8 gigabytes storage, cameras in the front and back. This tablet is loaded, and you will have the first octa-core tablet in the history of the world right there in your hands, because you are listening to My Cool Inventions Deal of the Week. This thing's powered. It's got a 7-inch touchscreen. It's got an automatic screen rotation. Its resolution is 1024 by 600. It operates with the Android 4.4 operating system. Download your books. Get all your things. Do your Facebook. Read your email. Watch movies. Watch pictures. Whatever you want to do. It's got a built-in speaker. It's got a built-in microphone. You can Skype. You can video. This is the cat's meow. It's the best tablet money can buy. Now, normally they sell for $299, but 50 people on the deal of the week. Listen to this. $149. You can't even buy a quad core, maybe even a dual core tablet for that. $149 for a brand new octa core Android tablet. Call 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Check it out at mycoolgadgets.com. And here's the ringer. The first 20 people to call, free shipping. You heard me right. We'll pay to ship it out to you. $149 all in. Call 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. And if you know, if you don't love it, you return it. That's our policy. 30-day money-back guarantee. Love it or return it. Brand new octa-core tablet. 1-888-877-0490 for $149 all in.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're speaking with Susan Wagner. Susan, why don't you finish your thoughts about Duavy?
Yeah, Duavy is a brand new drug that was approved by the FDA at the end of 2013. It hit the market last year, and it's a combination of Premarin and a drug called basodoxifene. Basodoxifene is a drug that has not been approved by the FDA as a standalone drug because of the risk of clotting. And so how can they approve a drug that has a drug in it that they have not approved? The other thing about it is that if you read all the information that they include, like with every drug that you buy, there's information that gives you the risks and everything about it. It says that the contents are basodoxifene and conjugated estrogens. It makes no mention of the fact that those are conjugated equine estrogens. Now, you can make conjugated estrogens in a laboratory. So somehow the FDA allowed the drug company to get away with not mentioning Premarin as one of the ingredients. So I asked my own doctor. I said, do you know what's in this? And he did not know.
Mm.
He didn't know that the conjugated estrogens in Duavy was derived from horse urine. So that's very, very, very deceptive.
Yeah.
And we really want to see women get the word out, because these drugs, according to, not myself, because I'm not a medical doctor and I'm not about to give advice, but according to a lot of doctors who stopped prescribing PMU drugs, there are just so many new alternatives where you do know exactly what's in it. There's just no reason to use horses to produce these drugs anymore. And I have to tell you, we held the American Equine Summit in May, and we opened with a fabulous letter from Gloria Steinem, and it's very short, and I'd like to read it. I won't read the whole thing, but she basically says this: I want to personally welcome you to this meeting and thank you for helping to alert the public to the dangers to horses as well as to women that have come with the use of pregnant mare's urine as a source of human treatment. You are serving the welfare of all sentient beings. I thank Equine Advocates and join you in your efforts to make this information public knowledge by boycotting Pfizer products as long as they include PMU drugs, and by requesting that physicians no longer prescribe them. With gratitude, Gloria Steinem. So we need to get the word out through people like that and through social media.
Yeah.
Because we can stop it. And according to Dr. Kelasami, who I mentioned before, still the biggest markets for these drugs are American women. And he believes, you know, there's a lot of theories, well, why move to China? You know, he believes that the drug company wanted to take the images of these mares and foals away from the American public, so move it to China. And a lot of people don't want to take drugs that are made in China or put anything in their bodies that are made in China. So I really feel that if we can get the word out, we can stop the spread of PMU drugs and get people to talk to their doctors about alternatives.
Yes,
that don't involve cruelty and which are actually better for them, according to many doctors.
Susan, it would seem to me that anyone who loves horses should know all about what is happening, should be strongly opposed to what's going on here. And yet, it seems to be an under-publicized issue. Why is that?
I really don't know, except that there's a lot of propaganda that is put out by the drug companies. And then there are also, in these medical journals, you've heard about ghostwriting, where a drug company might hire an academic or a layperson to write a report for a medical journal where they are not physicians themselves, where they emphasize the positives and de-emphasize the negatives and have a doctor sign it. And there's an entire scandal about that now. There are several big drug companies involved, and a lot of them do it, and some do it more than others. And Pfizer has done it a lot with regard to PMU drugs. So, you know, they're just so big and so powerful that they've been allowed to get away with it. And also because of the fact that Premarin, you know, was around before any of the others. So it's just a question of educating people. And that's why, you know, we are involved in a campaign to try to get the word out. And I believe that once the American public is aware that these drugs have now been, are now being made in China, and that, you know, in China they eat horses and they milk them. So they're attached to the plumbing to get the PMU on one side and their milk from another. And so there's no way to know what's even going on there. We've seen some photos from there. There's no way to get any activists in there. It's just totally closed, and that's exactly what the drug companies want. So you have to think that once people learn about this, they're going to reject it. At least I hope so.
Susan, what can people do?
Well, first of all, we're putting together a toolkit, a PMU toolkit, and we're going to do it online as well. In the meantime, people can go to our website, equineadvocates.org, and look up where it says issues. It'll say PMU. There's a letter, a dear colleague letter from Dr. Kelasamy that you can print out and give to your, women can give to their doctors. There's a presentation that he gave at last year's summit, which is riveting. You should watch that. There are facts there. There's a PMU fact sheet, and we're going to be adding to it. This is just the beginning. But I do believe if you give this information to people, if you give them the tools to work with, they can get the word out. But doctors also have to be made aware. You know, they're so busy. They're inundated. And I just think that by the very fact that the information given about Duavy is so kind of dishonest because they don't mention that Premarin is in there, you know, that has to get out. And so we've got to give people the tools so that they can go to their doctors, go to their friends, go to their families, and let them know what's really going on.
Susan, how about boycotting the companies that produce it?
Well, that's what Gloria Steinem just said, and I think that that's a very good idea, and we're going to be doing that too. We're just organizing, and there'll be a lot of other groups involved. And you know, my own doctor said you need to start a grassroots campaign. You know, it's a grassroots effort, and I believe he's right. But if Duavy fails in America, I think you will start to see a reduction in the amount of PMU production in China. But it has to be dramatic. There has to be a complete rejection of these drugs. And the only way we're going to accomplish that is with education. And by the very fact that, you know, it's not just the Women's Health Initiative. There was another study more recent that was instituted by the Canadian Cancer Society about Canadian women who have contracted breast cancer from taking these drugs. You know, equine estrogens are for horses. They're not for women. And my doctor and other doctors really like a drug like estradiol. I think the commercial name is Estrace. But there are, you know, every woman is different. Back in 1942 and through the 50s, I was told the advertising for Premarin was that if a woman hit 40, she was automatically put on it just because. You know, that's unacceptable now, but we have to take an even further step, that there are drugs that are a lot more modern and not backward and not obsolete, and that's what we have to keep hammering. Exactly what Dr. Pryor said, you don't want to drive a Model T down the Autobahn.
President of Equine Advocates, Susan Wagner, thank you for sharing this important information with us.
My pleasure.
Any ideas? I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the Doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You can be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's true reality radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
Attention invention and gadget lovers, join our invention testing club called the Da Vinci Club. Every month, we're going to send you a brand new gadget, a brand new invention, things that are not on the market before, and you fill out a couple questions, and you get to keep the invention. Maybe the invention's the new octa-core tablet that's coming up. Maybe it's the new garlic cutter. Every single month, you'll get a brand new invention, and the value could be several $100s or $20, $30. Every month, it's different, but we need your evaluation. And it only costs $20 a month. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490, or go to MyCoolInventions.com. It's MyCoolInventions.com. How about that? A brand new invention every single month. Innovative technology nobody's ever seen before. You get to see it first. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Call 1-888-877-0490. Here's the problem. You have a tablet, but it's the old type. It's got a single core or a dual core, maybe even got a quad core. If only there was an octa-core tablet. Maybe they haven't even invented it yet. But today, it's the deal of the week. You heard me right. First time ever, an octa-core tablet. Now you've got 8 fantastic engines powering your tablet. Imagine this. High-definition videos. You got micro USB. You got 8 GB storage. Cameras in the front and back. This tablet is loaded, and you will have the first octa-core tablet in the history of the world right there in your hands, because you were listening to My Cool Inventions Deal of the Week. This thing's powered. It's got a 7-inch touchscreen. It's got an automatic screen rotation. Its resolution is 1024 by 600. It operates with the Android 4.4 operating system. Download your books. Get all your things. Do your Facebook. Read your email. Watch movies. Watch pictures. Whatever you want to do. It's got a built-in speaker. It's got a built-in microphone. You can Skype. You can video. This is the cat's meow. It's the best tablet money can buy. Now, normally they sell for $299, but 50 people on the deal of the week. Listen to this. $149. You can't even buy a quad core, maybe even a dual core tablet for that. $149 for a brand new octa core Android tablet. Call 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Check it out at mycoolgadgets.com. And here's the ringer. The first 20 people to call, free shipping. You heard me right. We'll pay to ship it out to you. $149 all in. Call 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. And if you don't love it, you return it. That's our policy. 30-day money-back guarantee. Love it or return it. Brand new octa-core tablet. 1-888-877-0490 for $149 all in.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
Once in a while, we hear a heartwarming story of a service person getting reunited with a dog he or she befriended while serving overseas. Our troops are very generous and open to helping the stray, hungry dogs and cats wherever they may be stationed. A few years ago, I interviewed Penn Farthing, a retired British fighter who wrote a book about saving the strays of Helmand in Afghanistan, and we now have an opportunity to update the story. Guardians of Rescue is active in this area, and I'm now pleased to welcome Dori Schofield, Vice President of Guardians of Rescue. Welcome to the program, Dori.
Hey, Dr. Lori, how are you?
I'm great. Dori, do U.S. service people help and or rescue many animals while stationed overseas, like in Afghanistan?
Yes, they do. They really get very attached to a lot of these strays who come to them in horrific conditions. It's not a great place to be for a stray dog in a war-torn area such as Afghanistan. So when they befriend these dogs, it's very important to them to save them. They bring them into their camps and nurse them back to health and really form a bond, and it gives them a little piece of home that they miss, with their animals that they have at home, and that they become their family there while they're overseas.
What sort of existence do these animals have?
Well, it's really rough over there for any dogs. They die on a daily basis. The United States military does not encourage it. Them obviously befriending stray dogs and taking care of them when they're, you know, in the line of duty and everything else. But once in a while they'll be out and there's this little stray dog that starts following them out on night patrols and coming back and forth with them and starts to protect their camp and alerts them to enemy and forces. It's a little bit hard to ignore that, and we've had so many brave men and women serving our country that go above and beyond and take in these dogs and try to help them. And then once they get attached to them, now they have to move on. Their camp has to move on, or they get sent home, and the dog is left to a doomed fate, most likely picked up by local animal control or die of disease, or they're very big on dog fighting in Afghanistan. It's a really cruel, rough life for a stray dog.
So Guardians of Rescue is working to help these animals and the service people. What are you doing?
What happens is this. It's a word of mouth kind of thing. That we are even known in Afghanistan is really great. I will get an email from a Marine or an Army member asking us for help, whether it's a mother dog and puppies, which it often is, that they've taken into their camp and they have nurtured to health. And now what? What do we do? We have a mother and seven puppies that almost died, and all the team members nurse them to health. They take care of them. They give them their rations and whatever scraps they can get for them. And they don't want to leave them behind. And that's why we started the Nobody Left Behind program. It started with one veteran that is a part of our organization now, who did have to leave a dog behind. And he'll never forget that. And when we were able to bring several dogs home a few years ago, this veteran, his name is John Wallace, adopted one of those dogs. And it made him feel a little better that he couldn't save his, but he was able to take another. And he has since been trained as a Pose of War dog. So this is all combined makes, you know, for really good stories for our military members. But they get very attached, and they contact us, and then we work with NOWSAD, who are amazing. Penn Farthing, as you know, is our hero over there. He has the only dog shelter in Afghanistan, and now I believe they have cats there too. So we work very closely with NOWSAD, Louise and Penn and Hannah and everybody over there does an amazing job. They will actually go into the camps, retrieve the dogs, which sounds really easy, but it's really not. It's very dangerous. And they get the dogs safely back to their animal shelter where they're quarantined. A lot of vetting goes into these dogs. A lot of them are malnourished. They have parasites. And they get quarantined, and they get spayed and neutered, and then they eventually get flown to Dubai. And once they're in Dubai, they are held there until they can fly to the United States. It costs a lot of money. It's between $3,000 and $4,000 per dog to get here to the United States. Yes, it's a lot of money. Yes, every dog is worth it. And yes, our military members deserve this. So that's why we do it. We love them and we love these animals. So it's a lot of work and a lot of effort goes into just saving one dog at a time over there.
And there must be an endless supply of unfixed dogs and cats in Afghanistan.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing, this one shelter, they're doing an amazing job of spreading awareness and educating people. And the Afghan community, the citizens are really benefiting from their programs. But still, again, there's always, in every area of the world, there's the bad guys that abuse dogs. They shoot them. Military members on the Afghan side, they just shoot them other dogs. And it's really horrible. So now, today, as a matter of fact, we have a mother dog and her four puppies just flew into Oregon, and they just hit touchdown about 2 hours ago. So I'm waiting on the pictures for Isabella to send me. She's the wife of the army member in Afghanistan, and they're very excited to get these dogs home.
Dory, are there spay and neuter programs there?
There is. Through NAWSAD, they are doing low-cost spay and neuter. They're doing everything they can to help these animals over there and to expand, and they have wonderful veterinarians. But it's a drop in the bucket. There's so many. But it's a start, and they're doing amazing work over there.
Is the military command supportive of these efforts or just tolerant of them?
They're really not supportive, and they're barely tolerant of them. So it's, you know, stray dogs can get in the way. Stray dogs can, you know, cause enemies to know that you're there when you're not. They're not supposed to know that you're there. Yeah. So it's a tough situation. But you know, when they fall in love with these animals, it's very important for them. And when it's important for them, it's important to us because they're fighting for our freedom over there. If I can help them bring their beloved animals back here, I feel like I did my little part in helping them. I have two adorable dogs right now, Lila and Gemma. You could see them on our Facebook page. We are desperately trying to raise the funds to get Lila and Gemma home to California to be with their soldier's family. And he's still over, it's a Marine over in Afghanistan. And he's very excited to get these dogs home. We finally got them safe with Penn at NAWSAD. Louise went and got them. So they're being quarantined now. They'll be ready in a few weeks. I just have to raise that $8,000 to get them home.
So, Dory, how can listeners learn about this wonderful project and help if they want to?
They can go to our website. They go to www.guardiansofrescue.org. You can read the stories. You can donate to help get some of these dogs home. Every penny goes directly to helping them. There's no fees for any BS, for lack of a better word. It's all for the animals to get them here, to get them vetted, to get them safe to the United States.
Great work, Dory Schofield. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows and where you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com, or you can listen on iTunes. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit them at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animals, how we treat them, and their place in society, while promoting greater respect and kindness towards them. So thanks for your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember never to leave your dog in the car, even for just a minute. Because even with the windows cracked and your car parked in the shade, the temperature inside can climb up in a matter of minutes, high enough to kill your pet. If you love your dog, leave them at home. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a minute to save their life. Here are a couple steps you can take. Make an announcement in the store or business that the car is parked nearest to. Also, call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two for a dog to get seriously ill or die in a car on a warm day. So swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. So never leave a dog or any animal inside a car on a warm day, not even for a minute. This message is brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's AIAnimals.org.
Here's the problem. Nail polish, hair dye, graffiti, tar. How do you get those stains out? Use Stains Are Out. Any stain, anywhere. Nail polish, oil, lipstick, pet stains, old stains, any stains, this will get your stain out. In fact, if it doesn't get your stain out, we'll buy the bottle back from you. Made with natural banana oil, oil from the skin of a banana, biodegradable and organic. Stains Are Out is the solution. Pour it on and get your stain out. Normally, a bottle of Stains Are Out sells for $29.99. Hyper concentrated, each bottle will make 16 bottles of stain remover. $29.99 for 16 bottles of dilution. And here's the deal. If you buy a bottle of Stains Are Out right now, we'll give you three bottles. That's 48 bottles worth. That's the deal. Buy one, get three bottles for $29.99. Call 1-888-877-0490 or go to mycoolgadgets.com.
It's storm season. Bad weather is fast approaching, and if your power goes out, you'll need a strong flashlight. And that's where the Blackout Buddy emergency flashlight begins. You'll have a powerful LED flashlight right at your fingertips when the power goes out. Now, normally, a Blackout Buddy emergency flashlight retails for $24.99. We have a special offer today. If you call right now, 1-888-877-0490, that's 1-888-877-0490, you can get two of the Blackout Buddy emergency flashlights for only $24.99. But you have to call now. Call 1-888-877-0490. When the power goes out, the Blackout Buddy comes on. It plugs directly into your wall socket for constant charging. And when the lights go out, boom, you have super bright LED lights lighting the way. Call right now. Call 1-888-877-0490. You don't get one, you get two for just $24.99. But call right now or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com.
Attention invention and gadget lovers, join our invention testing club called the Da Vinci Club. Every month we're going to send you a brand new gadget, a brand new invention, things that are not on the market before, and you fill out a couple questions and you get to keep the invention. Maybe the invention's the new octa-core tablet that's coming up. Maybe it's the new garlic cutter. Every single month you'll get a brand new invention, and the value could be several hundred dollars or $20-$30. Every month it's different, but we need your evaluation. And it only costs $20 a month. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolinventions.com. It's mycoolinventions.com. How about that? A brand new invention every single month. Innovative technology nobody's ever seen before. You get to see it first. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Call 1-888-877-0490. Here's the problem. Maybe you have a dual core or a quad core tablet. How about getting the best tablet ever? Introducing for the first time in the history of the world, Octa-Core. You heard me right. That's a tablet that has eight engines in it working, running this thing for you. You're going to have great processing time. You're going to have the best tablet in the face of the earth. This thing is loaded. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got HDMI outputs. It's got USB, built-in front and back cameras, speakers, microphones. Run all your programs. Run Facebook. Do your email. Watch movies. Everything on this Octa-Core tablet normally sells for $299. The deal of the week? Half price, $149. You heard me right, $149. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com. Listen, if you're the first 20 customers, we'll even ship it for free. That's right, you heard me right. Free shipping and handling.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
Animal cruelty, which in more ways than you can imagine, is part of our everyday existence. And you know what? If you really look closely at how animals are treated in America today, you can't help to think twice about the things you're doing. Maybe it'll even make you feel a bit uneasy or a bit uncomfortable with some of the things you're doing or the way you live your life. And you may even change the way you live because it just makes you feel better about yourself. Feeling better about yourself because you're trying to minimize the things that are part of your life that contributes in any possible way, directly or indirectly, to any sort of animal abuse or animal suffering. If one looks closely at how animals are treated in America today, you cannot help but feel confused. You question the things you do and other people's lifestyles. These are moral and ethical, legal and religious questions. You start to question and think about religious and cultural traditions. These are where do you draw the line questions. Taken as example, the beautiful white harp seals. Most of us are horrified when we see footage of the brutal clubbing of the baby seals for their pelts. Okay, sure. But what about leather car seats or leather shoes? Is that more similar to wearing a seal jacket or something different? How about the hunters that cherish their hunting dogs but trap, kill, and wound wildlife without any regret or conscience? Or how about a woman who loves her cute little small snowball dog as their pet but think nothing of wearing the skins or furs of animals? And we all love seeing the pleasure of our children that they get when they're at a petting zoo and they're petting or feeding a goat or lamb or sheep. But we then see no harm in exposing our children to circus acts that degrade animals or rodeos which brutalize them. How about simply eating a hamburger for that matter, or using a cosmetic that was tested on rabbits? It gets complicated. People like their burgers. Children love McDonald's Happy Meals. Are you going to take away your kids' Happy Meals? What if there were, and there are, by the way, native populations that rely on seal for their livelihood? Is it okay for them to hunt baby seals at that point? Which brings me again to the big theme of this radio show. The animals live with us on the earth, and our relationship with animals are complex. They're good, they're bad, they're varied, they're joyful, horrific. Our lives as humans are intertwined with and not separate from the animal world. On Animals Today, we're going to provide you with solid, reliable information so we can all think more deeply and critical about the society of people and animals. Listen, I used to be shocked at hearing the unbelievable stories of abuse and neglect on the news. Just in the news the other day, a woman stuffed 22 dogs in her tiny car, which had ammonia levels so high from urine, the air was dangerous to breathe. Or a farm was raided, revealing emaciated horses and animal carcasses. Or young males are arrested for shooting house cats with BB guns. I no longer get shocked. I just get angry. I get very angry. But you know what? I take a deep breath, and I pledge to continue fighting on. But I ask myself, why did those boys shoot the cats? Are they being abused at home? Are they coming after me next? What kind of parents do those kids have? What makes a person do evil things to other living creatures? Now, I'm not talking about horrible things that happen to an animal due to ignorance, like a person leaving a dog in a car on a hot day that results in his death, or a person who puts his dog in the back of a pickup truck with the back not closed and the dog falls out while you're driving on the highway. That's ignorance, and that's stupidity. And personally, I think stupidity and ignorance should never be an excuse when it comes to the well-being of a child or an animal. That's just as much of an animal neglect act as any other cruel act. Being ignorant is no excuse, and people just say, you know what, I was ignorant, I didn't know better. They say that to make them feel better, and it's easier to live with. I don't think so. A cruel thing happened to an animal or child on your watch, your responsibility, you must live with that in addition to being an idiot. But I digress, because what we're talking about here is what makes a person intentionally do evil things to other living creatures. What makes people like Michael Vick do those horrible things to those dogs? Why do people intentionally do evil things to animals? Why would someone intentionally hurt or mistreat or neglect an animal? Do you think it's the same reason a person mistreats or hurts or kills another human being? Is it the same reason someone could physically or emotionally or sexually abuse their own child or abuse their spouse? Why do people do cruel things to animals? I have generally four theories. First, no doubt in my mind, there's this fairly well-known connection between human violence and animal cruelty. Okay, so individuals who are cruel to animals have a violent tendency and usually are cruel to other humans. A child that's caught torturing a cat is likely to be a victim himself, like the child being sexually or physically abused by his parent. And the child, more times than not, grows up to be an abusive or violent person to people and animals. I think any therapist or any psychiatrist would attest to this. In fact, most individuals in law enforcement or social workers or animal control officers would know of the strong connection between animal abuse and human violence. Remember Jeffrey Dahmer, or the Boston Strangler, raped and murdered individuals? Well, guess what they started out their violence with? The animals. I mean, doing horrible things to animals. How about those young, rotten kids who were responsible for the Columbine High School killings, killing several other students? Again, started out torturing and killing animals. Okay, that's my first theory, but we know indeed this is not a theory, it's a fact that a strong connection exists between human violence and animal abuse. Secondly, and really almost related to the first idea, people hurt animals because they feel they are the victim. Maybe they feel they have been screwed by the world, or they want to take revenge or have payback for feeling like a victim. Maybe they feel that it's in their right to hurt another living creature because they too were hurt by society in some way. Thirdly, I think people, for some sick psychopathic reason, get enjoyment out of hurting animals. Maybe because they feel in control and they can get away with it. Maybe they feel empowered by being able to hurt an innocent animal and get away with it. You know what? Maybe this control and empowerment gives them the enjoyment. Is it the same feeling as a hunter who enjoys going out and killing an innocent, beautiful deer, minding its own business, and then shooting it? They get enjoyment from hurting another living creature. Okay, finally, my last theory why people hurt animals. Lack of empathy. Some people just don't care. Some people could care less if they see a dying dog or a dying child stuck in a car on a hot day. Some people just may not have the sensitivity or empathy to care. So if you don't care about something, or you lack empathy, then you can go either way, right? You can take it or leave it. You can kill or hurt an animal if you feel like it that day. Doesn't mean anything to you.